Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into the show here tonight on ESPN 97.5. We're talking Real Madrid winning the Champions League here tonight. Madristas, I want to hear from you at 713-780-3776. Or neutrals, Juventus fans, let's talk about the Champions League final. Where did it change for you in that game? Because I don't think any of us ever thought that Juventus was going to get hit for four goals in that game. The Dynamo go down again on the road. The collective defending, lauded by Wilmer Cabrera. I think they had about three chances in this game. They don't take any of them. They can't score goals on the road, but they can score them at home. What is going on with the Dynamo on the road? More evidence that, look, it's time FIFA makes a move here and has some cojones, some huevos, right? FIFA should move the World Cup in 2022. I don't think there's any question. Qatar doesn't deserve it. They shouldn't get it. Many countries are now cutting ties with them. Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Egypt. They're all cutting ties with them due to their terrorist connections. Let's talk about it tonight. 713-780-3776. Is it time for Qatar to get this World Cup finally yanked and for FIFA to stand up for something a little bit bigger than the money in their pockets? Dynamo President Chris Kennedy. Now, listen, Dynamo fans, and those of you interested in the Houston Dynamo. Look, the team is excellent at home. They're scoring goals. They're not so excellent on the road result-wise. But this is your opportunity, okay, to get in here tonight because Chris Kennedy is coming in studio live to be on the show. And I think that's great that he's doing that. The last time he was in here, him and Matt Jordan, I think it was one of their best interviews ever. And I think it was one of their best in connecting with the fans. Now, he's nice enough to come into studio tonight. So I'm expecting a lot of phone calls on the Houston Dynamo tonight. And this is your chance to talk to the boss. Okay, whatever you want to talk about. Where are the fans? What's the relevancy of the team? How do we win on the road? What are some of the future visions of the club? These are all the things that we need to address tonight. But you have the opportunity to talk to them. So show us the Dynamo means something here in Houston. 713-780-3776. All the podcasts are at podcastarena.com, iTunes. You can hit me up on Twitter throughout the show, Glenn Davis Sock. We are also with Victor Ariza. We are going to Facebook Live the show tonight also. So you can also listen and watch the show on Facebook Live. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. We'll read some of the tweets on the air. Also over on Facebook, Soccer Matters. Hit us up and give us a follow or a like if you enjoy the content on these platforms. So 713-780-3776 tonight here. It's a Monday edition. On the road again Wednesday. Just came back from Orlando City, and I can tell you, unbelievable fan base down there. Unbelievable fan base, but we can talk about that a little bit later. So Real Madrid and Juventus. It's an amazing sort of day, a day where there was a lot of ebb and flow in this one. And Juventus comes out of the gates flying, quite frankly. Looks like they're going to score a goal in the first minutes of the game. And I'm talking with a buddy of mine, and I say, well, I said, if this is typical Real Madrid, against the run of the play, Ronaldo's going to score a goal here shortly. And lo and behold, the best finisher in the world did. So Real Madrid confirms what we know. Three Champions League titles in the last 4 years. Pretty unbelievable. They're writing history. It's thoroughly deserved. Nobody thought they're going to thrash Juventus and Buffon with four goals. This happened in Cardiff. So Ronaldo scores, and then Mandzukic scores this unbelievable volley, overhead volley, breathtaking. It's acrobatic. It's something out of the theater of the imagination. It's 1-1 at halftime. Halftime? I don't know what Zinedine Zidane said to Real Madrid. And they are a second-half team. I don't think there's any question about that. They get it done in second halves. And they came out and they just grabbed this game by the scruff of the neck. It was all Real Madrid. 713-780-3776. So Zidane now in a year and a half has won two Champions League titles. This is remarkable. The people that haven't given him credit, I don't know what they're drinking, because he has had to manage this team. He was not given a team that didn't need a manager and a leader at the top. And Zidane has done it all in the game. So there's nobody, including Ronaldo, that can't respect Zinedine Zidane. So two Champions League titles. Zidane got Ronaldo to take his foot off the pedal from a physical standpoint. Rested him more. You know, Ronaldo's like Wayne Rooney, wants to play every minute of every game. Needed rest. Yes, two deflections. I got that. What are your biggest moments of this 4-1 Real Madrid Champions League win? And I know some of the Real Madrid supporters group guys, I think Eddie Mendoza was actually over there. I'd like to hear from some of those guys. 713-780-3776. First 45 minutes was good from Juventus. I don't think there's any question, but I don't think anybody predicted what was going to happen after halftime. Panic had a wonderful chance from 20 yards out. Good save from Navas. Paulo Dybala did not really show up. I think the occasion may have been a little bit too much for him. And then Benzema feeds Ronaldo. He works a 1-2 with Carvajal, and it's a ridiculously beautiful finish. And it's 1-0. And this is the way Real Madrid is. But the second half, every facet of the game they controlled. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. How much credit do you have to give? Certainly we know what Ronaldo can do. Certainly we know what Sergio Ramos means to Real Madrid. For me, the way the game changed was in a couple of areas, but I'm first going to go to the outside backs, Marcelo and Carvajal. To me, they led the charge in the second half. And then you have to go to the Iscos, the Toni Kroos's, Luka Modric, and what they do in midfield. Marcelo's now whipping in these curled crosses. The pressure is just becoming too much. Another deflected goal off Khedira. Nothing Buffon can do about these first two goals. And believe it or not, I think some of the Juve's spirit was broken. Cuadrado then gets ejected. This was a dominant performance. This was not a close Champions League final like 2014 and 16 for Real Madrid. And hands down, they go down as one of the best ever. Some will tell you they are the best ever. But they go down in history. So when Ronaldo scores, you know, he's hardly involved at that point. He is just a ridiculous finisher. Unbelievable finisher. He was really out of the game for large periods. And it was just this excellent timing of finishing goals that takes him to another level. 12 goals for Ronaldo in the Champions League this year. Messi had 11, I think. So Ronaldo wins that Messi-Ronaldo duel. One of the greatest in history, Real Madrid, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Casemiro scoring. And how important has he become for Real Madrid? Zidane is convincing. Nobody can take anything away from Zinedine Zidane. And sadly, the goal Mandzukic scores, which if this had been a closer game or Juventus had somehow find a way to win this, Mandzukic's goal would have gone down in history as one of the most dramatic. This volley with his back to goal. But it was pretty spectacular. Impressive from Real Madrid. I don't think if you're a soccer fan, I mean, doesn't matter if you're a Real Madrid fan or not, you gotta tip your hat to them. It was a pretty unbelievable demolition of a very, very good team. In the end, Madrid with 56% of the possession in this. Of course, Cuadrado sent off. And strangely, there were only two corners in this game. But this was an amazing night. So Ronaldo started it in the 20th. Mandzukic then scores with his back to goal. So Juventus fans think they're back in it at that point. And then straight out of the locker room, you could sense Real Madrid was pushing the game. Marcelo, Carvajal getting forward. 64th minute, they get another Ronaldo. I'm sorry, 61st. It's Casemiro. So that makes it 2-1. And then 3 minutes later, Ronaldo gets his second. So now it's 3-1, and there's no way back. Marco Asensio would get one in the 90th minute. How about him? He doesn't even play much. What a talent he is, Marco Asensio. So that's it. Real Madrid, 2-1 winners. We'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. That is the number. The other big piece of news, and yes, this is important. Qatar. A whole bunch of countries are cutting ties with Qatar. They're kicking their Qatar's ambassadors out of their countries. So why would FIFA have a World Cup in Qatar? Tell me. 713-780-3776. And if it's taken away from Qatar, should it be brought here to the United States 2022 after Russia? Anybody have any thoughts on that? Does anybody think FIFA will act on this? They haven't acted on Syria, where Assad has used the Syrian national soccer team as his propaganda tool. It's actually eliminated, apparently, some of the players, killed them. There's an incredible article in ESPN, the magazine, on Syria and what's being done with that soccer team. They've complained to FIFA about it to try and get them desanctioned, and FIFA hasn't acted. So I'm wondering, do we think FIFA will act now? Will they have to? Will they be pressured enough that they have to act and move the World Cup from Qatar? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're also on Facebook Live tonight on the Soccer Matters page, courtesy of Victor Ariza. Dynamo go down in Seattle again. I think they had three chances in that one. And Manotas Kubo Torres, Elise could not deliver. And I'm just wondering if two or three chances per game on the road is going to cut it for the Dynamo to get points on the road. I don't know. Concerns me. Concerns me. And yes, it's a long season and you have time to figure things out, which I'm not a fan of that. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's get your take on things. So two questions I'm going to put out there right away. Let's talk about Real Madrid in history. Has to be one of the greatest teams ever. And if you're a Real Madrid fan, I want to hear from you tonight. Also, should FIFA take the World Cup away from Qatar? 713-780-3776. Real quick, let's start with Aaron here. We'll get a quick one in with Aaron, then we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take more phone calls. Aaron, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just wondering how FIFA will allow the World Cup to continue in Qatar. There's a lot of people I've talked to that don't like the idea of it being in the winter either, and I just don't know how they're going to make the players happy that represent their countries there. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's the other part of it is, yeah, it doesn't make any sense from a climate standpoint having it there either. And that leads us to all the corruption in FIFA and money changing hands and everything like that. But now politically, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Iran, Egypt, Yemen, all cutting ties with Qatar. It's a huge diplomatic crisis in the Gulf states. Three countries and Egypt. Three Gulf countries in Egypt accusing Qatar of supporting terrorism and destabilizing the region. The only border Qatar shares is with Saudi Arabia. They say it's unjustified and baseless. Yemen, the Maldives have also cut ties with Qatar. So why should they hold a World Cup? Why should they hold a World Cup? Should never have been there in the first place. It's an absolute joke. We'll take your phone call, 713-780-3776. Quick word here as we go to break. Just a reminder here. Chris Kennedy is going to be in studio here tonight. And I want to remind you, as host of Soccer Matters, that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out on a patio. Get out to the pool. Or come out to a Dynamo game. But most importantly, grab your friends an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of the Houston Dynamo, sponsor of Soccer Matters Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Take a break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, a couple quick words here, and then we're going to get to the phone lines again. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We're talking Champions League final. How historic is it for Real Madrid? Two out of three Champions League titles. Zidane now goes down in history as one of the best managers. In a very short amount of time. 713-780-3776. Mexico versus Ghana, June 28th. The Mexican national team will return to Houston. Don't miss this opportunity to see Mexico and El Tri ahead of the Gold Cup. Tickets now on sale at Ticketmaster.com, starting at $30. It's Mexico-Ghana here in Houston. And soccer fans, don't forget to check out the Kings Court 903 Hutchins and Edo. 13 TVs or monitors everywhere. You're not going to miss a moment of the action. You can catch the Dynamo there, the Premier League, the Champions League, NFL Sunday Ticket, but it's the real soccer bar in Edo. 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, great Indian and British cuisine, rooftop patio. It is a real soccer pub feel. So if you want something authentic when it comes soccer-wise, it's the King's Court. All right, let's go to the phone lines, and let's get Gray on the show. Gray, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, yeah, just... a great show so far. I just have one question. Last night we saw the new guy. I just can't think of his name off the top of my head at left back for the U.S. men's team, and Johnson was playing left mid. What do you think about him not being at left back?
Fabian
after
Johnson?
Some of the performances that we saw him put in against teams like Holland and Italy and Germany and Brazil in their dens.
Well, he plays a lot in the Bundesliga in that area of the field, in the attack.
Yeah, I know.
So why not play him where he's comfortable? I think Villafania has become, and that's who you're talking about, Jorge Villafania. I think he's become a real option at left back. And I was talking with, I did the Fox Sports 1 game last night with Orlando City and Chicago, and Tony Meola and I were talking, I don't know if it was on the way to the game or it was actually during the broadcast. We talked about the fact that Villafania had played well, and Tony believes he may have locked down the left-back position. He may be the answer which has, you know, continually been a problem. And whenever Fabian Johnson has played left back, everybody goes, well, gosh, shouldn't he be in midfield because he's so good going forward? So
even after he plays, puts in, you know, man of the match quality performances at left back. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, how, what is that blind spot where people, anyway, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Listen, we all have takes on this. We all have opinions on it. You know, I look at Jeff Cameron, for instance, to move back to your argument here of a guy that has been moved in so many different positions as a right back for the national team, as a holding midfielder, as a center back. And center wonder if Jeff Cameron at Stoke had remained a center back consistently and with the national team, how much better he would be in that position. And he's still our top choice there, one of our top choices there, and there's no doubt. But I'm just saying, getting another 30, 40, 50 games there consistently, where he would be as a center back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, coaches and managers are moving people around to try and find the best way to get people on the field, the best way to place somebody, you know, tactically in a game against a particular opponent. There's all these things that come into it. But I think Fabian Johnson, part of it is, you know, him as a left back, because I don't think anybody was comfortable with some of the other options. Now, DeMarcus Beasley, you know, that's kind of been his position for so many years, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the one game, and this is what we saw what Johnson did against the real big boys, and everybody said at the time, yeah, well, they're just playing against development teams. Well, those development teams ended up mostly starting in the World Cup for big, big countries. And he had huge impacts on those games. When he pushed the ball up, he did it when those teams didn't want him to. And he set them reeling several times apiece. And then when we saw against Costa Rica, Beasley ended up at left back. Johnson played left midfielder. I mean, yeah, and it almost looked unfair for the two of them. Just because Beasley, I mean, they sat on him. They were ready for him. I think they had two or three guys back there ready to triangulate him.
You're talking about the World Cup qualifier down in Costa Rica?
Yeah.
I would throw that one out the window. That was a wash. I don't think anybody played well that night. So
no,
I don't think
you
can single out the left side of the field that night. I think it was a disaster all around. There was a whole bunch of other things, I think, swirling around that team at that point, which ultimately led to Jurgen Klinsmann's, exit. So
that was part of it. Yeah.
Well, that was a brutal night in the way that the United States lost that game. Brutal night, and it left everybody very deflated. It left U.S. soccer fans very deflated. So,
well, I think I understand what you're saying now, though, that it's good to have. We can get Viafana and Johnson on the field at the same time.
Yeah, that could be Bruce Arena's plan. Viafana is a pretty determined, dogged defender. It's not easy for people to get around him. He's pretty comfortable on the ball. He's an amazing story. He actually won a contest to earn a contract in Major League Soccer and has turned himself into this excellent player. Went down to Mexico, played for Santos, I believe. And, you know, it's a remarkable story, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right, Gary.
Hopefully.
Yeah, thanks for bringing things up tonight. We appreciate it. Thanks for your thoughts, and thanks for calling
into
the program.
Thanks for talking, and have a good night.
Yes, sir. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Hoping to have Chris Kennedy up here shortly. Not sure where my phone went. Just making sure he's going to contact us and get up here. 713-780-3776. There he is now. Tyler, how much time do we have left in this segment?
We've got about 8 minutes.
Okay. I think we could get Chris on right now, because that way I can get him home to his family, which I think they would appreciate that as well. So we'll get Chris Kennedy on shortly. Chris, whenever you're ready, just come and join us. That one. I think, is the better microphone. Look, how often do you get a president of a team coming into your radio show? We did this with Chris and Matt Jordan a while back. It worked out excellent. And he's in here again tonight here. And I think as Dynamo fans, you have to appreciate that because I don't think I've ever seen too many presidents of teams in Houston coming into local radio shows. So, Chris, thank you very much for coming in and welcome in.
Thanks, Glenn. It's always great to be here and talk about the Dynamo.
I didn't recognize you in a polo shirt tonight, so you're out of uniform. That's a good sign.
I did have a few minutes to go home and change, so took the suit off today.
Well, we thank you very much for coming in. It's been good. We were able to promote this. We are on Facebook Live as well with Chris, so let's just start it off. The product has been spit-shined and improved this year, without a doubt, especially at home. It's been entertaining, lots of goals. In the off season, just kind of take us into sort of the plan you guys had to get the product back to where you wanted it.
Of course, the first decision we had to make was back in late October of who's going to be the next head coach of the team. And that was not an easy decision, but we made the decision to go with Wilmer Cabrera. And I think it all starts there. A lot of credit has to be made to him, given to him. And clearly that appears to have been the right decision for us. Wilmer's doing a fantastic job. He's come in from day one. He's had a clear vision of what he expects on the field. He's owned everything on the soccer side of the operation. Him and Matt have been a fantastic fit in terms of seeing everything the same way and working together. I mean, you look at all these players we acquired. I was watching last night, and Dylan Remick had a very good game. And, he's been an underrated acquisition, but he was the start of it. He was the first player that we brought in this list of many different players that have come in this offseason. So I really think it started there. Wilmer had a great vision, a great plan for the team. They worked their butts off in November and December, literally traveling the world and scouting. And then you started to see the signings coming around Christmas time and the new year with Elise and Kyoto and Machado, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think it was really smart picking up Leonardo in the reentry draft. And I think it was a real good trade by those guys on draft day to get A.J. De La Garza. So piece by piece, they put it together. They had their vision. And you see it starting to come together and work on the field.
Now, clearly, when you get Wilmer, you also get a guy with a lot of established contacts as well. How much of that was in your mind when you hired him?
Definitely played in. I think the main thing with Wilmer was we saw his work at RGV. We saw his philosophies and how he approaches his day-to-day job every day down there, and that was the main thing. But you know, there certainly was a lot of other attributes to him that came into play, including his contacts in South and Central America, which is where we believe is the right place for us to be focusing on finding our talent, not exclusively, but focusing. And in fact, Matt's down in Argentina now on a 12-day trip, scouting, and it really helps when he brings up the name Wilmer Cabrera when he's talking to players and scouts and agents. He's a known commodity, good positive reputation, and players want to play for him.
713-780-3776. If you want to talk to Chris Kennedy, the Dynamo president, we'll take questions throughout the show. 713-780-3776 is the number. Again, you just heard him say Matt Jordan was in Argentina. How much room do you have with the cap? And I know you can't get into physical numbers and all, but do you have enough room to play around to find another player? And I think a lot of people, including your fan base, is saying, it could be another midfield player, improve the depth there, and maybe it's the kind of guy that can maybe set a tempo a little bit in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Am I on base here?
Yeah,
with these thoughts?
You need to be a rocket scientist these days to manage a salary cap in MLS with all the allocation money and the TAM and the this and the that. And the one thing I can say to answer your question is Matt's done a brilliant job really setting us up, acquiring assets and using the assets such as TAM and GAM in the right way to get players. And we have those assets remaining in our pocket right now. To go out and to be able to make a midseason acquisition that would be hopefully of impact to the team and come in and be the final piece that takes us to the next level and gets us into the playoffs. So we definitely have freedom and flexibility and roster space and all those kind of things to go do that, which is why Matt's down there looking.
So let's talk about Albert Elise and Juan David Cabezas. Now, they're both on loan. Did they have an actual number? If you met it right now, they would be a Dynamo player with both those organizations? How does that work?
Yeah.
Because Elise is obviously had some wonderful moments so far. So has Cabezas. These guys look to me like long-term Dynamo players if I'm in your shoes and Matt Jordan's shoes and Wilmer's shoes. But how do you keep these guys here, and could it be cost prohibitive?
Yeah, generally speaking, almost every loan deal has an option to buy or an option to extend. So it's highly unusual for a team to take a player on loan, or at least in our case it is, where we can't control that player at the end of the loan. So we do have options in their contracts. They're complicated sometimes at times. They're expensive sometimes as well. But, you know, those are players that we have to keep an eye on, who we have all season to evaluate and to address. I agree with you. They both look like really good players that can help us over the long term. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, we will have a lot of ability to control those situations at the end of the year.
If Elise keeps banging in goals, does his price go up?
No, that's the one nice thing about
so
these.
Yeah, okay, this is good to understand.
The prices are, you know, the contracts are set, right? Even when we loaned Kubo out last year, we lost the ability to, you know, the Cruz Azul had the ability to exercise an option to take him if they had wanted
they
to
at
a set price. Yeah, the price. Now, you could always go back in and negotiate that price if you want to, but it doesn't mean it's, you know, there's terms are laid out.
What's the new Dynamo now? I mean, we've seen it at home. We've seen an athletic team. We've seen a team scoring goals, winning. I mean, it's pretty much all there at home, that's for sure. The road's a whole different story, but at home it's there. What's the new Dynamo in your vision, the club's vision for the community?
Yeah, look, I think we're still building towards it. I don't think we're the final product in any way, shape, or form. I think, though, if you look at our revitalization, if you will, it's really taken place over the course of the last 5 months. You know, when, again, you look at the timeline, Wilmer comes in to basically November 1. November, December is all scouting, putting a coaching staff together, and then all of a sudden, boom, January, you start to see these players coming in. They come to camp. They start getting together. So, but we're definitely not the finished product. I mean, we're happy with where we are and the progress that we've made. You know, I'm waiting for someone to do a story on the Dynamo today versus 1 year ago today. It's a dramatic turnaround. But, you know, we are a diverse team. We represent the city. I think we're a team that that fans can be proud to watch and support. They know they're going to get a full effort from the guys night in and night out. You're right, at home, we are fun. We are attacking. We are exciting. We're you know, we've got players that have star power appeal, and Kubo and Mauro and Elise and Kyoto. So we're a lot of things today that we weren't a year ago. But I still think we're trying to finish it up. We got a lot of work to do, you know, we're not even halfway through the season yet.
I want to talk to you about the attendance. I want to talk to you about that star appeal when we come back, a little bit about the Honduran community. Chris Kennedy in studio here, 713-780-3776 is the number. Dynamo fans, your opportunity to talk straight to the president here. Quick moment for the Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit. John Daspit and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. You might be in a car, a boat, a motorcycle accident. We hope not, but you will need representation if you are. Construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, you might drive one. Daspit Law Firm's going to assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. They'll work 24/7, nights and weekends, 713-322-HURT. Irish Pub with that Irish feel. It's the gorgeous gal. It's the place for you. It's over at 5555 Morningside in West University. That's where the Liverpool supporters group goes. Stop in there for a pint and a bite. They got great whiskey offerings. Say hello to my friend Peter there. It's an open field, lots of monitors. The Gorgeous Gale, the place to be. GorgeousGale.com. TheGorgeousGale.com. We'll take a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97. You You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show here. Dynamo President Chris Kennedy in studio, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We are very pleased and thankful that Chris has taken the time to come in here in the studio. Quick word here, reminding you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out on a patio. Get out to the pool. Hey, come out to a Dynamo game. But most importantly, grab your friends and grab an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official sponsor and beer of the Houston Dynamo and sponsor of Soccer Matters Wednesdays at 7 p.m. So welcome back, everybody. Quick reminder here, Mexico and Ghana will be playing here in Houston. In June, it's another opportunity for you to see El Tri over at Energy. So if that is one you want to see, Ticketmaster.com. Tickets start at $30, Mexico, Ghana. This is ahead of the Gold Cup. There's a good chance Kubo Torres could be there. That may be my next question for Chris Kennedy. Do you think Kubo's going to be a part of the Gold Cup roster for Mexico?
I do.
I had Osorio on, and it sounded like it was pretty much a given. All right, so I'm looking at Manchester United, Manchester City, Mexico, Ghana. Games all over the place on TV. International Champions Cup all over the country. Is this landscape oversaturated with soccer?
It's, you know, Houston.
And how are these games helpful to the Houston Dynamo?
Yeah, I don't know if it's oversaturated, but it definitely creates competition. And, you know, there's a lot of soccer going on in the market for sure. It helps us. And the reason why it helps us is because we have relationships with the promoters. So Relevant Sports brings in Manchester City versus Manchester United. It's a group of people that I have a relationship with. We've been working with them over the years, trying to bring a major friendly to BBVA Compass Stadium. They were the ones that actually brought us Manchester City 2 years ago that ended up getting postponed in the floods.
Do we not like Manuel Pellegrini?
He wasn't very nice that day. But, you know, so we're able to tie in with these games, whether it be Mexico, Ghana, or Man City, Man United. You know, we're able to help in the organization of these games, which gives us marketing rights and assets to ticketing for packages that we can put together. So, for example, someone could buy a five-game plan right now with four of the best Dynamo games in Manchester United versus Manchester City, or even an 11-game plan, which is 10 Dynamo games and the Manchester United-Manchester City game at incredible prices through our ability to tie into these games and work. So we've actually done quite well in the last couple of weeks moving inventory and sales for those through those matches. So that's how we tie in. That's how it benefits us. And you know, we'll get a lot of presence and branding and so forth at these games as well, which will be well attended.
713-780-3776 to talk to the Dynamo president. I guess we got a caller here, Tyler?
This is Jan Christensen.
Oh, okay, from Danish Inspirations.
I don't know if he was supposed to do a call-in or not.
Okay, punch Jan through. Jan, what's on your mind?
Hey there, Green. What's your tonight? Hello, Chris. How are you, man?
Good, how are you?
Good to hear you on the show. And I just had a question you know, I've seen what happened in Atlanta, and I compare Atlanta a lot to Houston, but they have a strong baseball team, they have a strong football team, and so on, and what they've been doing, able to do with their soccer. And I just know that maybe there's a lot more money involved for them and so on. But what can we do in Houston? I tell my friends who are often a soccer connoisseur, as I call them, oh, they want only the best. They only want to see Messi. They only want to see Ronaldo and all that stuff. But I say, hey, go and see the Dynamos. The new team is really good and it's entertaining. But they come down to the stadium and say, well, there's not that much atmosphere at the stadium. There's not that many people there, you know. And yeah. So my big question, how can we fill the stadium? What are the club doing in marketing-wise to fill the stadium up more, you know? Because I think sometimes I hear there's 12,000 people, but I can only see there's maybe 7,000 or 8,000 down there.
Well, no, so I can tell you, we've never had that few. It's always been, no, it's never been that low before. That's a low estimate. We're substantially higher than that. I acknowledge there's empty seats, There's a lot that we need to do. I mean, it's hard to compare us to Atlanta right now, to be fair. This is a brand new team who's coming in as the wave of soccer is at its crest here in the United States, and they've got a lot of momentum coming in as a new organization with the backing of the Atlanta Falcons and the NFL. So it's not an apples-to-apples comparison right now when you look at our situation compared to theirs, although I do believe there's a lot of comparisons from their market to ours. So it is a great example of what the future of soccer in this country will probably look like in almost every other city, including ours at some point. But we have a long way to go. We have a lot of growing to do. I think the biggest issue facing us is we had three down years. We built a brand around winning over the first number of years of the club, and we fell short of winning over the last couple of years. That really hurt us in a lot of ways as we tried to build excitement and we tried to build a fan base in our infancy. The other thing that really hurt us over the last couple of years is the lack of a television arrangement where we were fully distributed in Houston. It was hard to watch Dynamo games on TV. And when you're trying to build a fan base, people need to be able to see you and watch you on TV, not just rely on going to the games in person. So we now have a winning team that people can be proud to support. We have star appeal with some of the players on our team. The energy and the excitement is back in our stadium. People are coming. They're saying it's fun to be at BBVA Compass Stadium again, where if you look at last year, we weren't playing an exciting brand of soccer. We weren't scoring goals. And we've got a television deal that now we're 100% of the households in Houston can see the matches on TV, and our television ratings are up more than 200% so far this year. In fact, at one point last night, we peaked with the last 15 minutes to go in the game, where our rating would have been 400% higher than the ratings average from last year. So just giving you a little bit of background here, but we have a lot of work to do, right? We have to restore the credibility amongst our fan base. We have to continue to do intense marketing and direct sales and reach soccer fans and invite them to come back to BBVA Compass Stadium to fill the house again and bring back all of the great energy that that existed just a short time ago. And it will come back. There's no question in my mind. It's not going to be easy, but we will get there, and we will fill that house again on a consistent basis.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I definitely think you're on the right track, because I really think that the team has improved tremendously, and it was fun to watch. And I was there at the 5-1 game the other night, and it was, even at Real Salt Lake, was poor. It was a fun game to watch.
Thanks.
But, wondering about, also, you know, of course, the Hispanic community. We have a much larger Hispanic community than Atlanta have, you know, and that I think that's where a lot of things could be picked from, but I just don't know how to get them there.
Right. We have a great Hispanic community here. Obviously, we've tried to build our team around a diversified roster right now. We have 11 Hispanic players from numerous countries and a Hispanic coach, and it's definitely an opportunity for us out there that we're working hard to capture. We're doing a lot of new initiatives in that marketplace. Again, nothing happens overnight. We're in the process of really building this thing. And as I mentioned to Glenn, we're really only 5 months into this when you look at the timeline and when we started to announce the players and so on and so forth. So yeah. It's, trust me, I'm nobody wants it to come back faster than me, but I know we're on the right path right now.
Well, yeah. Good.
Thank you very much.
You're on the right track, and thank you for coming in, and I know you're on the right track, and good luck.
Thank you, Jan.
And I will just remind everybody, Jan's obviously... Jan has ruined a number of games lately for me because he's told me the score of the Under-20 World Cup before I've been able to watch it. But he is a monster soccer fan. And if you want contemporary furniture, get over to Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. I want to tag Jan because he's got great stuff. He'll do great deals with you. Just go in there and tell him you're a soccer fan and you got him. That's Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture on Fondren. Honduran community. I'm disappointed there aren't more Hondurans there. And I know you are too. We've got legendary Honduran national team players. We have two of the brightest young Hondurans in Elise and Kyoto. What's being done to try to attract the Honduran community? Because I want to see flags there. I want to see their jerseys there at the game. I want to see Hondurans loud and proud.
Yeah, no, look, they're there. There's not as many as you and I would both like to see, but there's clearly evidence of a good Honduran fan base there. When you see the blue and white, and sometimes you see the Honduran jersey. Sometimes you see people wearing these split jerseys of half Dynamo, half Honduras. But we have a lot of work to do in that community. We have a robust Hispanic marketing strategy that ranges from media to grassroots. Even you start to notice in the stadium, we've started to do things a little bit differently. Our announcements are in English and in Spanish. We've changed the menu at some of our concession stands to be a little bit more cultural. A lot of the music and the entertainment that we bring in is sort of multicultural. So it's a little bit of everything that we need to be doing, from the marketing to the advertising to the direct sales effort to just the outreach in the community and how we present our experience in the stadium. And all those things will hopefully add up over time and create a very passionate fan base where they're proud to call themselves Dynamo fans.
Dynamo president Chris Kennedy in studio here tonight. You can talk to him, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Look, Dynamo fans, this is your opportunity. He's made the effort to come in here. It's your opportunity to talk to him. So let's talk about the attendance problem, because it is down. The stadium is not as vibrant. It should be filled. There's attacking soccer. There's winning soccer. I've heard a lot coming from the organization that says, hey, all you got to do is win and everybody's going to come back. We're winning. They're not coming back, though, Chris.
Yeah, look, that's not the only thing that needs to happen. That's the main thing that needs to happen.
That's part of the criteria.
Yeah, you have to win. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. I've been with the Dynamo for 12 seasons now. I've been here since the beginning. And one of the things that scared me the worst over time is what's going to happen if we go through a losing patch, right? Like every sports team does. You're going to have your ups and your downs. I don't care if you're the LA Lakers, Manchester United, or the Houston Dynamo. Every team's going to have its ups and downs. We had our down patch. We're coming out of it now. But we've seen what the down patch has done for us, right? It's really taken away some of our support, and it's hampered our ability to grow over the last couple of years. Again, when you throw in certain things like, you know, the style of play as well, which kind of eroded the experience and the fun in the stadium, when you take into account.
But you got both of those now.
No,
you are winning, and you've got an entertaining product at home. I mean, Eddie Robinson and I have not had more fun calling Dynamo games in a long, long time. And this is just been so fun to call at home. We're leaving with smiles on our face. We see fans that are excited. Everybody wants to talk about a particular player, but I don't see incrementally the attendance growing. It just seems to be the same base.
Right. No, listen, we are fun and exciting to watch at home. I mean, we've never been a team ever in our history where you could be on the edge of your seats with your shoulders lifted, ready for an exciting play like we are now, right? When the ball went to Alex Lima's foot last year, he was usually passing it backwards, right? And now it goes to his foot and he's looking up and it's on the run. And
you said that, not me.
We're gonna go. Well, listen, it's just a fact. And you know, no disrespect to anybody, that's just a fact. And you know, look, I could go through the list of reasons all day long. They all sound like excuses. At the end of the day, we need more support, right? I hear all the time positive stuff about the experience of coming to the game and the energy of the team or the attacking style of the team or all those positive things. So it's just, we need to wrap this all together. We've got a great schedule the second half of the season. It starts June 23 with Dallas coming to town on a Friday night, right? This is where we need Houston versus Dallas. That's a rivalry. Everybody understands that. Let's get it going, right? This team's going to compete for the playoffs. It's fun. It's entertaining. We need to do the right things from a sales and marketing perspective. We need the community come out and support us and get behind our backs. And it's all cyclical. We all work together on this thing to make the club successful.
I want to take you into some of the specifics of the marketing and promotion of the Houston Dynamo, what you guys do as an organization. When we come back, we'll take a quick break. We got Chris Kennedy in studio here. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're also Facebook Live here tonight. Quick reminder here for Liberty Kitchen. Think of it as modern American comfort food. Their classics taken up several notches. It's farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen stamps its claim on, and they own it. Big flavor served at a neighborhood social. Deviled eggs topped with fried oysters, Dixie fried chicken. I'm a huge fan of the gumbo. You got to get the blue crab with it. Oysters on the half shell, cowboy surfers. They've got the infamous burger bowl. Smoked meats, chopped steaks, you name it. Signature cocktails and cold beer on tap. Liberty Kitchen. Stop by. Heights, my favorite location, the original. River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, Treehouse, Memorial City as well. And again, a reminder, Mexico, Ghana, June 28th, El Tri in town. Likely a game Cubo Torres will be a part of. Do not miss this opportunity to see Mexico ahead of the Gold Cup, which will be at BBVA Compass Stadium. Tickets now on sale at Ticketmaster.com, starting at $30 for Mexico and Ghana. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. It's a Bud Light break.
Now I walked on ice and never fell. I spent my time in a plush hotel.
Yes. ESPN 97.5.